Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Emery, RDI Diamonds.
Hey, Emery.
Marina, hello. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Better now, actually. I apologize about yesterday. I was a little null or kind of quieter than usual.
You were all good. We still are not extremely clear on what we're doing, so no need to be anything more.
There you go. I wanted to, so I'm back in the office now. I've got my inventory and everything in front of me. I did have a question for you. So we agreed on those five Melee stones. There was actually a few there's a couple of different options that we could go with. I have three different Gs, and they range in clarity. I can still get you five, and they're still going to be the 3.5 mil. So that's not going to be an issue. The question is clarity. If you wanted to go with SI2, I've got all five for $7.95, and they're actually a little bit bigger than 15-pointers. They're 17-pointers. So I have that as an option for you. So five GSI-2s, 17-pointers at $7.95. If you wanted to go SI-1, they were $9.26. And then if you wanted to go...
I want to go with whatever you quoted me with yesterday. This is just a shadow band. So bigger isn't necessarily better.
Gotcha.
She had her ring done by somebody, her engagement ring done by somebody in the mall.
Yeah.
And the stone that they got, I don't know its grading, as I am not a gemologist, but it's not top of the line.
Gotcha.
It
okay,
has a good
so
amount
think,
of illusions in it. I want this to sparkle.
Uh-huh.
But her budget is not huge.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, we'll go with the GSI-2s then. It works in our favor with the stones being so small. If there are any inclusions, it's going to be, you need literally an eye loop to see them. So the G will definitely make it sparkle, and it'll be a beautiful set of five stones for you.
Perfect.
So cool. That's just what I wanted, because I quoted you yesterday. It was kind of like a vague quote, but now that I'm actually like in front and looking at everything, we had a few different options. So I just wanted to call and clarify with you before I memoed anything over, okay?
Yeah, that would be great. So we're sticking with the 750, correct?
It's 795. So I quoted you 15-pointers yesterday, the 3.5.
Can you hold on a quick second? This is a client. One quick second.
Yep, no problem.
Emery?
Yes, Marina.
Sorry about that. Okay, so what happened with the $45 difference?
So I was quoting essentially a smaller stone. I was going off of the 3.5 mil, and the map that I was doing was with 15-pointers. These are slightly bigger in carat size.
Can we get the 15-pointers? I literally need to make this on the smaller side.
It needs to be on the... Okay, give me one second. I wonder if we could do...
Sure.
I could see if we can get into the... She's really tight on budget then, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay.
She is. And not only that, but I'm trying to create a smaller band that snugs under her engagement ring. So leaning towards smaller is going to be more advantageous.
Mm-hmm. Smaller, the smaller carat size?
3.5 millimeters is what I need.
Okay. The 3.5 mils comes to about the 17-pointer.
Okay.
It's kind of a range. It's 3.5 to 3.59. obviously I request the 3.5, so they're going to come out to 17-pointers, so slightly bigger than what I quoted you. The millimeters, it'll be spot on.
Okay, are you, because I would end up calling another company who specializes in Miele in exact measurements, because these are going to be channel set, built with CAD, so I can't have a varying.
So they really got to be, matching 3.5 mil?
You got it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I'll put these on memo as well, so even if they don't work out, we'll just figure it out as we go. If we try with something else.
I kind of need them to work out just because the deadline's really tight, so we don't have time to be shipping things back and forth.
Okay, no worries.
If you're not confident that these can't be matching,
I can
call the other place.
I'm confident that they will be. It's not going to be an issue.
Okay,
awesome.
I would love to get them from you, but that is one also major hiccup with Stellar. Is when we ask for matching sizes, they'll come varying sizes and create a huge headache.
Yeah, no worries. I'll make sure that these are matching.
Nervous about it.
Don't worry. I'll take care of it. I'll make
awesome.
Sure that these are matching.
Awesome.
I'll make sure that the 3.5 mil.
Cool.
And I'll make sure that you get them tomorrow. And just to quickly double check, I'm going to be shipping it to the 1013 West College Street in Bozeman.
Is it a big deal if I switch that address for these stones? Is it going to be a whole, you got to sign paperwork and fill out another thing?
It's likely going to be paperwork.
Okay. Yep. Let's ship them to 1013.
Okay. Awesome. You'll have a good morning. Thank you, Maria.
All right. Wonderful. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Okay. And sorry, I'm really gun-shy on varying sizes.
I'll make sure they're matching.
You're awesome.
Yep, thanks, Maria.
Okay, I did talk to yesterday's big girl client.
Did you say big girl?
And the stone size. She's quite a little she did do a little recon work, and she said no matter what, she's going to want a 4-carat.
Okay.
But now she's throwing us for a loop by saying she potentially wants a radiant.
She wants a 4-carat radiant. Okay.
She's not sure between radiant and round, but
I thought it was oval.
Excuse me, you're right.
Oval.
Radiant and oval, right? So she said, give her a little bit more time, but that was the conclusion that she came to after going to a couple stores yesterday.
Did she mention square or elongated? I'm guessing elongated. If the call was originally for an oval, I'm guessing the radiant would be elongated.
I would say you're correct on that.
Okay. I have a 402. It's an F color.
Okay.
VS2.
Okay. Okay.
I asserted. It is elongated, and it's got a. I'll tell you the ratio real quick.
Awesome.
1.34.
Okay.
It is excellent polish, excellent symmetry, very faint fluorescence, but that's okay because her 2-carat
okay.
oval. Yep. And I'm looking at it now under the scope, and it looks very beautiful. And this one's ready to go for 88.6.
Okay, awesome. Are you in a situation to send a couple pictures of it?
I can send you the cert. I can send you a video. Absolutely.
That'd be awesome. Let's do cert video. And are you going to email that or text that?
I could do either. What do you prefer?
Let's text it and that number and see how she reacts.
Okay. So I'm going to send you a link to our, because it's in our inventory.
Okay.
So I'm going to send you a link to the exact stone in our inventory, and then you'll be
able to...
There's little bars. You can click for the cert. You can click for the video, and it'll show a nice, beautiful rotating image. And we'll go from there.
Okay, cool. And am I going to be able to forward that to her fairly easily?
It's going to be a link. So, you could just copy and paste the link and send it to her. Or if you want to, video record on your phone or, screen record on your phone and send it to her, that works too.
Cool.
But, I'll text it over to you, okay?
All right,
awesome.
Good deal.
Good
we'll
deal.
We'll take it from there.
Let's do it. Thanks, Maria.
All right. Thanks, Emery.
Yep.
Have a good
Bye-bye.
Day.
You too.
Bye.